listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Long shot candidates running to be mayor of Toronto. The list is substantial. More than 90 relative unknowns, all hoping that their ideas resonate and that they'll get your vote. Candidate Kiri Vetivelu is a member of the Municipal Socialist Alliance. His platform includes mass social housing, free public transit, and hefty taxes on big business and the rich. Thanks for joining us, Kiri.
Oh, thank you, Sam and Jane. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Homelessness is a priority issue for you. So how would you address what many feel is a crisis?
Indeed. That's why as a tenant union leader in Scarborough, and that was one of my biggest input into the program. In this platform. First of all, homelessness is a very challenging problem to address for any big cities. So the immediate solution for us is to expropriate young landlords, because we already have a lot of housing units, and some of them are sitting empty, and we have people don't have houses. That is also tied into vacancy, bringing vacancy units into the market, because vacancy units. We do have some program now that there's the vacancy units would be taxed, but that is not incentive enough for those landlords who are holding those units to bring it to the market. And that's why we are saying seize the vacant units and bring it to the market. And the long-term solution is to build mass social housing construction. It comes down to common sense, because private corporations, they build housing for profit, and they make profit for the shareholders. They're not really solving a housing crisis, whereas a city has an obligation to address the needs of the people. So that's why it is a hyper-focus for us to have mass social housing construction. Other countries like Finland is on path to solve homelessness by 2027. And I think Toronto could do better and faster than that. And that is our ambition.
If you win, you would be Toronto's first Tamil Canadian mayor. Why is that important to you?
Indeed, because as an immigrant, I came here as a refugee, and life was very pretty hard. Obviously, learning the language, learning the culture, all these are it was challenging. But when I come out of the university, when I go into the working field, that's when I realize There's a lot we can do within our city to do this, to solve the problems in the big cities. And for example, like, this is my home. Toronto is my home. I don't have another home. So this is my home, and it becomes my obligation to make it better for me and those around me. And I think a lot of the immigrants, they are thinking, oh, it's not possible for immigrants to to participate in a democracy like this and to run for public office. And it is an obstacle, obviously. But I think myself putting a name forward and running this platform, this campaign, together with the many community members, I think that's an example that anybody can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, may we say that you have learned the language very well, Kiri. So congratulations. Also, you alluded to being a union leader. Speak to us a little bit about your leadership qualities as a result of that experience.
During the pandemic 2020, in the pandemic 2020 lockdown, in April 2020, I lost my job, and I was home, and I had difficulty paying the rent, and I'm still a tenant in the city. And what happened was my landlord decided to, without even negotiating, decided to evict me within 2 weeks of my notice when I informed that I lost my job. I'm working to solve the issues around me. And so that actually showed there was no incentive for them to negotiate with me, because I was living in the same building for 10 years. And, that really put me in a hyper-stress mode, and I had to find solutions. I'm like, this is not the city that I once was. Something is not right. So I made many alliances outside of my community, and I reached out to all other organizations. And frankly, the help was very limited. So what do we do? Because big corporations are not obeying the laws, basic human right laws, and we have laws in place that actually says, you know, there was no eviction at the time. So what do we do about it? Then I come across and I realize there's a need for tenant leadership. And I end up, me coming from a union background, and it was quite a bit easy for me to organize the tenants in my building and around our block. And we formed a tenant union, a Scarborough tenant union that we have now, that we are able to help many tenants who are actually let down by the community legal clinic who's supposed to help them. So this is, again, there's need for service, and there's need for community mobilization to challenge the status quo right now, that corporations will find a way to put tenants' life in the harm's way if they can, because profit is priority to them.
Kiri, I'm just going to cut in, and I want to say, first of all, thank you so much for sharing your story, because it's difficult, but your story is relatable to so many of our listeners, because we've all been through the pandemic with various degrees of success and maybe not doing so well. So thank you for that, and clearly the motivation for why you want to be Toronto's next mayor. We enjoyed having you here today. Thank you again.
Thank you, Eugene and Sam. Really appreciate that. Glad talking to you.
Kiri Vatavelu, long shot candidate running to be Toronto's next mayor.